I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. He that sat upon it is called Faithful and True. And in righteousness doth he judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire. Upon his head were many crowns. And had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed in a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. He treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And upon his vesture and upon his thigh he had a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. What a wonderful Savior to me. Would you pray with us, please? Father, how grateful we are for this day, my day, and for Mother's Day, for our mothers, and for motherhood across the nation and around the world. We could not be here today were it not for Mother. We're so indebted to those who paid the price. We could certainly not be here if it weren't for Jesus, the great creator of all things. I pray that you would bless this day to your honor and glory. The choir, as they sing the special music, yonder in other places of the building, precious little babies, those who take care of them, the children, all of every person that's in this place, bless our dear pastor today. Fill him with thy spirit. Anoint him. Give him the message that we need, not necessarily what we want to hear, but what we need for sinners to hear the word of God, the gospel, for all of us to be encouraged because we need it. We need faith and hope and trust and confidence in thee. We pray about the day tomorrow in Jerusalem, when the embassy shall be moved where it belongs, in the capital, the eternal capital of Israel. In fulfillment of your word, we thank you for a president who has the courage to do what he said he would do. And fulfilling, we believe, the word of God, because that's where it all belongs, in Jerusalem. And as Israel celebrates in this modern time their 70th year, may people all over the world recognize that they're your chosen and representative people, our great allies. May we stand behind them and with them as they face the dangers that they face in this day. Bless us now in this hour. Bring to Christ those that are lost. Help us all to be drawn closer to thee through Jesus Christ our Lord. We offer this prayer with thanksgiving. Amen.